play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond with you for the second half of our doubleheader. This afternoon, we'll fill the other half of the bracket we just completed with the Elmwood Murdoch Knights advancing over the Blue Hill Bobcats. So it'll be Elmwood Murdoch taking on the winner of this game, the Tri-County Trojans and the Sandy Creek Cougars coming your way on the Breeze. And we are excited to be bringing that to you. We've got about a little more than 8 minutes before tip-off gets underway. And this is a one of those rapidly developing events going on here between these two teams. Tri-County Trojans come into the contest. They're seeded number 5 at 19-3. Sandy Creek comes into the contest at 20-3. But it's been a good bit of time before since Sandy Creek had taken to the court in a game situation. They were eliminated early in their first game in the sub-districts by Blue Hill and have sat patiently waiting for the better part of 2 weeks since to find out even if they were going to be in this tournament. And at 20-3, sitting at home during the state championship, didn't sit very well with Coach Russ Neinmeyer or the rest of that Sandy Creek Cougar team. They did get in. They did pull down the number 4 seed despite that late season loss, and they hung on with power points, and that is a testament to the strength of the schedule for Sandy Creek, who started the season with, I think it was 15 straight wins before they lost to Sutton. And then they lost to Superior in surprising fashion. And, of course, the Blue Hill ended their sub-districts rather abruptly. And that's the only 3 times Sandy Creek has lost. And we'll see now if that time off the court will cost Sandy Creek. We'll see if that rust will come off and they'll get back to playing. But the Cougars, when they were in their form, were a hot team. And we thought for sure they had a good shot at going undefeated all the way. I do want to take a couple minutes here to get you caught up on some of the other scores that are going on or have wrapped up today. We did just get the final for Bishop Newman and Hastings St. Cecilia in Class C1. Bishop Newman won the game 53-39, ending the season for the St. Cecilia ball club. St. Cecilia was down by 1 at halftime, and then Bishop Newman apparently too much for him. Silver Lake got a big win, as expected, in that first round against Brady. The number 1 seed advances. Silver Lake season improves to 24-0. They win 59-30 over at Lincoln North Star. Blaine Bulis with the call on that. Lawrence Nelson picked up a win in D2 despite trailing by 3 points at halftime. Oh, yeah, the score at halftime for Lawrence Nelson and Falls City Sacred Heart, 7-4. Lawrence Nelson hit 4 free throws only in the first half. They went 0-18 from the floor, but they come back and get things under track for against Falls City, upsetting the number 2 seed, 34-21. So Lawrence Nelson advancing to tomorrow, and they'll take on Lindsay Holy Family after Lindsay Holy Family picked up a 59-27 win over Hayes Springs. Humphrey beat Kennesaw earlier today also in Lincoln North Star. They had to do it in overtime, 49-46, ending the Blue Devils' season. A fantastic run for them. East Butler defeated Howell, so they'll take on Humphrey tomorrow. Lutheran High in Northeast beat Boone Central, 45-34. Lutheran High advances. Wahoo beat Southern Valley, 65-41. So Wahoo will play Lutheran High tomorrow. Gretna beat Beatrice by 10, so the number 2 seed in Class B advances. And Alliance, for the fourth time, played Sydney within a month. And Alliance wins at 55-43. They'll take on Gretna tomorrow. Those are all the finals that we have thus far for you. We're going to have our starting lineups coming up here in just a moment, but the teams now have about 5 minutes to go. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. We'll take a quick break and come back, and we'll tell you about some of these players and what this game means in the big picture, in the big scheme of things. When we come back, we'll continue our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
responsible for.
Pure Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond with you. Stands are full now of blue and red. The red for the Sandy Creek Cougars. On the far side of the court, on the near side, will be the blue of the Tri-County Trojans, all set and getting ready to go here. The girls have now retreated back to their respective locker rooms as they're getting all set here. They're just kind of giving a little bit of some words of wisdom to the bands that are going, that are kind of bending some rules here, but hey, that's what bands do. Taking a look at the ball clubs tonight, Tri-County Trojans have were here last year and made a quick exit. Sandy Creek Cougars have been here 13 times. The last time they were here was back in 2003. They've been state runner-ups in 93 and 95. Their head coach is Russ Neinmeyer for the Tri-County Trojans. Their head coach, Bryce Simpson. Sandy Creek Cougars have made their way back to the bench. Are back to the court, rather, to complete their warm-ups. Russ Neinmeyer wearing his 40 Sandy Creek Cougar red vest. And we're still waiting for Tri-County to come back out of the room. For Tri-County, their hot shooter would come from Shelby Zimmerman. No real height advantage on either side. They each have, I'd say, a pair of 5'11 players. And here comes Tri-County. Obviously, we're on the Tri-County sideline. So glad you could join us today. Hope we have another thriller just like we did earlier when Blue Hill fell to Elmwood Murdoch. Glad to have you along with us. Hope to have a good one. Got the usual suspects of VIPs on the far side. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that Joe Sports Cars and Diecast Cars and Collectibles is closed today, because I can see Joe on the far side of the field. Spoke with him a little bit earlier. Got a granddaughter that plays. Gets a little bit of playing time for the Sandy Creek Cougars. And always glad to see him here. Missing is Mickey Schaefer. She's an alumnus there of Sandy Creek, and I don't see her anywhere. She's probably working over at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, but I'm sure she'd like to be here, and hopefully she's tuning in and waiting to hear good things from her Sandy Creek Cougars. They'll have to get past the 19-3 Tri-County Trojans in the process. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. It's the Tri-County Trojans, the 5-seeded Tri-County Trojans against the number 4-seeded Sandy Creek Cougars. This matchup is coming up next. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ingles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, Good Wednesday through Saturday, include MBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Here is your New Tech Seed starting lineup brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. For the Tri-County Trojans, head coach Bryce Simpson, their record 19-3. Your starter, Sidney Holtmeyer, is a 5'8 sophomore guard, averages 3 points and two rebounds. Sarah Genrich is a 5'5 senior guard. She averages 7.3 points per game and 1.5 rebounds. Samantha Garrison is a 5'5 senior guard, averages 5 points and almost 2 rebounds. Shelby Zimmerman's a 5'11 senior forward. She averages almost 13 points per game and 7 rebounds. And Lauren Kamick wraps up the Trojan lineup. She's a 5'11 senior forward, 12 points per game and 5 rebounds. Those are your starters for the Tri-County Trojans. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, here's your starting lineup under head coach Russ Neinmeyer, their record 20-3. Morgan Hendricks is a 5'4 senior guard. She averages 4 points per game and a little over one rebound. Montana Hendricks is a 5'8 sophomore guard, averages 5 points and two rebounds per game. Ashley Harms gets the start. She's a 5'11 sophomore guard. She averages 12 points per game and 9 rebounds. They'll expect big things from Ashley Harms tonight. Carrie Shaw is a 5'9 junior forward. She is averages 13.4 points per game and will pull down 10 rebounds per game. Carrie Shaw, very tough off the boards for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Michaela Shaw is a 5'11 freshman. She'll play the center position. She averages also 13.4 points per game and 7.5 rebounds. So Sandy Creek shows you why their record 20-3. Sharp team, good players. They average 51 points per game and give up 40. Whereas the Tri-County Trojans average 45 points per game and give up 34. So defense favors the Trojans. Offense favors the Cougars. We'll see how that time off affects Sandy Creek Cougars. Both squads have retreated to the bench. Starters will be coming out. It'll be, I'm imagining, Lauren Kamick, the hot shooter for the Tri-County Trojans, will be tipping off against, most likely, Michaela Shaw for the Cougars. Both squads now are at their bench getting their last second instructions. Russ Neinmeyer for the Cougars and Bryce Simpson for the Trojans. Trojan starters have now taken to the court. They're wearing blue uniforms, white stripes, and yellow letters. And it'll be the Cougars break the huddle. They're coming back out in their whites with red stripes, red letters, and it'll be Michaela Shaw going against Lauren Kamick. And we will be underway here shortly to fill the other half of the C2 bracket. Momentarily, referees in place, squads in place, ball is up, tip is going to be won by the Cougars, in and out of the hands of Carrie Shaw, and the Trojans will take over and get the ball game started. Tri-City up and under, dropping it in, or trying to get it around the corner with Samantha Garrison. She couldn't get it. And the Cougars will get the rebound. Picked up by Montana Hendricks. Now she'll shove it over to the right side. Picked up by Carrie Shaw. Shaw goes to the top of the key. Now in the hands of Montana Hendricks. Pass underneath, wide open off the backboard, and down it goes. Ashley Harms makes it a 2-point game, and the Cougars are off to a 2-0 lead here in the first quarter. Trojans come back. Sarah Genrich now hustles over to the left side, passes it over to the right to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer goes inside, going to try to feed it inside, and kicking it out was Lauren Kamick, and Kamick dished it off at the last second to Sammy Garrison, and Garrison couldn't handle it, lost the handle on it, kicked it out, and a foul is called on Sandy Creek as Shelby Zimmerman was going up for a shot on the rebound. So Zimmerman will go to the line. Michaela Shaw picks up the foul for the Cougars. Zimmerman toes the line, drops it in. And it's 2-1. Trojans now with an opportunity to tie it up early in the first period. Shot is up, and Zimmerman connects, and we are tied at 2. Cougars now with the ball at the top of the key. Morgan Hendricks is there. She'll pass over to Shaw now at the top of the key, just outside the arc. Over to the right side, Morgan Hendricks passes over into the right wing. Now fed inside from Harms. Ball's batted around. Montana Hendricks gets it. She'll put it up, or she'll give it off to Michaela Shaw. Shaw goes up for it. She missed it. And Ashley Harms was there to pick up the rebound, and she'll drop it in off the backboard. And it's 4-2, Sandy Creek. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Ball over on the left side now. Driven inside on the baseline. Now turning out was Sydney Holtmeyer. She'll kick it back out, lose the handle on it, and picking it up was Montana Hendricks. Hendricks works it up to Morgan Hendricks, and she'll pull it back over to Montana. Picked up by Carrie Shaw. Shaw toes the three-point line, and now it's going to be worked around to the right wing to Harms. Harms back. Now shot is up from Montana Hendricks just inside the arc. No good. Rebound is going to be picked up and then taken out of bounds on the far side. Ashley Harms got it but couldn't keep it in bounds, and Tri-County will catch the break. Here comes that infamous press now from the Cougars. Sandy Creek will stay in man-to-man. Cross midcourt now, picked up by Sarah Genrich. She loses control of it. Ball's going to roll out of bounds, and I think it's still going to be the Trojan ball. Trojans. Trojans now. Sarah Genrich with the ball now at the top of the key outside the arc. Pass underneath. Blocked up, knocked around, and then dropped in nicely by Lauren Kamek. Kamek was there off the tip-around ball. Fell right in her hands, and she puts it up off the backboard for 2. We're tied up at 4. Cougars now with the ball. Montana makes the pass over. Good coverage by Shelby Zimmerman. Knocks it away, but the Cougars hang on to it. Throwing the ball up was Ashley Harms as she tried to drive the right side. Going to be fouled in the process. She tried to crease inside, had a crease inside the paint, and got cut off at the last second. The foul's going to be on Sydney Holtmeyer, the sophomore for the Tri-County Trojans. Shot is off the mark from Harms. Score remains tied at 4. Harms now with the ball, going for her second shot. It's up, and this one finds the bottom of the net. Ashley Harms has all 5 of Sandy Creek points, 5-4. Trojans beat the press. Traveling violation is going to be called on Sammy Garrison of the Trojans, and Tri-County turns it over. And here comes Sandy Creek. Pass across now. It's going to be picked up by Montana Hendricks at the top of the key. Pass underneath, trying to get underneath to Michaela Shaw, and the pass is picked off by the Trojans. And Tri-County goes back to work. Pass over to the left side from the wing. Three-point shot goes up, rattles the iron from Sarah Genrich. No good, but getting it back inside is Zimmerman. Zimmerman puts it off the backboard. She can't get it. Going up to haul it down was Ashley Harms for the Cougars. She'll get that defensive board. And in transition now, Morgan Hendricks has the ball. Zipped over now to the left side. Harms has it. Given to Carrie Shaw, to Montana, back to Morgan. Now bounced over to the right side to Harms. Harms goes baseline, up against 2. Shot is up, missed. It's no good. Rebound goes to Carrie Shaw. We're going to get a jump ball. Carrie Shaw and Shelby Zimmerman have locked up hands, and they'll call the jump ball. Possession arrow will go towards Sandy Creek. Cougars keep the ball. 4:22 to go in the first quarter, 5-4. Sandy Creek on top. Inbound pass is batted around, and Tri-County's going to come away with it. Sarah Genrich now works it. Pass over to the left side. Emma Neust is in for Tri-County. Her pass over to the left side to Zimmerman. Zimmerman tries to drive inside baseline. She's going to lay it up off the backboard. No good. Ashley Harms goes up for the board. Pass up ahead quickly to Morgan Heinrich. She's going to give off to Montana. Pass underneath. The shot is up from Carrie Shaw. Her shot from the baseline is no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Flans for Tri-County. Driving inside now, breaking the press is the Trojans. Ball's now in the hands of Shelby Zimmerman. She'll pass over to the right side, picked up by Sarah Ginrich. Ginrich goes to the top of the key, where Emma Neust has it, being covered by Morgan Hendricks. Pass now to the left side, still outside the arc. 3:24 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-4. Sandy Creek on top. Pass underneath, trying to feed it to Zimmerman. And Flans bounces it off the leg of a Cougar. Ashley Harms knocks it out, and Tri-County will have it back. Inbound pass picked up nicely by the Trojans. Pass goes back to Sarah Ginrich. Ginrich now midway between the circle and midcourt. Pass over to the left side. Emma Neust has it, getting pressure from Morgan Hendricks. Bounce pass goes over now, picked up to the right side, sent over to the wing. Brought right back now. Flans has it at the top of the key. Looks for relief. Sarah Ginrich is there. Her pass now goes to the right side. Zimmerman has it. She'll kick it back out in relief where Flans has it. Ball's batted around and almost went out of bounds. Good save by Tri-County. Trying to work it inside. It's going to be picked off by Morgan Hendricks, and she'll bring it up now to the right side. Turnover from Tri-County. 2:27 to go in the first quarter, 5-4. Sandy Creek on top, working it around. Three-pointer from the top of the key is way off the mark from Morgan Hendricks. And Tri-County is going to get the board. Good effort by Shelby Zimmerman to haul down the defensive board. Sarah Ginrich now pushes it up the right side, handed off to Shelby Zimmerman. Sent out to the top of the key. Brianna Schlick is in there to make the pass a little bit rough, but almost knocked out of bounds. Almost picked off by Carrie Shaw. Tri-County now tries to feed it inside, and are we going to get a jump ball? No, we got a foul called on Sandy Creek. I think it's going to be Brianna Schlick. Brianna Schlick will pick up her first one. Schlick's a 5'10 senior. Inbound pass going down to the court with it was Zimmerman, but she comes right back up. Clock now down to 1:50 in the first quarter, still 5-4. Ball's knocked away. No traveling call, as she didn't have possession of it as she was working her way around the right side. That was Sarah Ginrich, but Sandy Creek has possession of it. Montana Hendricks works her way over to Coach Russ Neinmeyer, unopposed, to get some instructions. Now brings it across the line, passed over to Carrie Shaw. Shaw will kick it right back out to Morgan Hendricks. Swung around now, left side. Shot is up. It's a long two-pointer, and down it goes. Ashley Harms. Harms was there. And it's now 7-4. 3-point lead for Sandy Creek. Whistle blows. Ball's knocked out of bounds.
Number 25, Sammy Garrison back in for Tri-County.
Sammy Garrison back in for Tri-County. As is Michaela Shaw. Tri-County now with the ball. Ball's in control of Garrison. Garrison eyes that Cougar defense. Clock now under 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's a 3-point lead for Sandy Creek, 7-4. Going inside now, Zimmerman. Zimmerman's going to pick up a push from Harms. It'll be the first for Harms. Third team foul for Sandy Creek. Inbound pass now from Tri-County. Fed underneath, right underneath. In position was Katie Flans, and she's going to draw a foul as she goes up, trying to get it off the backboard. Foul's going to be, I think, Montana Hendricks. Hendricks picks up her first. Flans will go for two. Her first one is up and in. 7-5 is our score now. Lands with one more opportunity here. Back in the ballgame is Carrie Shaw. Brianna Schlick will head to the bench. Second shot coming now from Katie Flans. Shot is up and it's in. She's perfect from the free throw line. 7-6. Sandy Creek on top by one. Pass inside. Going to be picked off. Good play by Katie Flans. They were trying to feed it inside to Michaela Shaw, and there was just a little bit too low, and Tri-County picks it down. Now they try the same thing, trying to get it inside. It's going to be batted around and kicked back out. Tri-County maintains control. Driving inside now is Garrison. She gets turned away, kicks it back out. She'll try it one more time, and this time lead with the feet, and the turnover will cost Tri-County. Substitutions now. Tori Wheeler enters the ballgame. Tori Wheeler in the ballgame. Here comes Sandy Creek now. They'll have the ball under 20 seconds to play. 7-6. They're on top. Pass over to the right side. Morgan Hendricks to Harms. Harms goes baseline and is going to be blocked. She'll pick up the foul. Foul's going to be, I think, on Sydney Holtmeyer. Nope. Lauren Kamick picks up her first foul. 8.5 seconds to go. Sandy Creek shot on the inbound pass and going up for it and drawing the foul was Michaela Shaw. And Lauren Kamick will pick up her second foul. Michaela Shaw will go to the line to shoot two. First one bounces around and out. Shaw comes up empty-handed. Second shot now coming. Michaela Shaw misses the second one as well. And 4 seconds on the clock, too. Tri-County from the half court. Shot is up way off the mark. No good from Sydney Holtmeyer. So we'll go to the second quarter with our score. 7-6, Sandy Creek on top. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
7-6 is our score. Sandy Creek Cougars up by one. All 7 points for Sandy Creek, scored by Ashley Harms. Tri-County will have possession, and we are underway in quarter number two. Driving inside, almost losing control of it, was Sarah Genrich, and she ran into Ashley Harms, and Harms with the block, the pick, and in transition comes Morgan Hendricks. Slows it down. Montana Hendricks now works on the right side, and we're going to get a foul called on Sammy Garrison as Hendricks hit the ground. Four team fouls for each side. Ashley Harms will bring it in for Sandy Creek. Going up for it was Michaela Shaw. She goes to the backboard and tried to put it up. And it's going to be partially blocked and knocked out of bounds. Great effort by Shelby Zimmerman. The 5'11 senior swats it out of bounds. Sandy Creek will reload from offense. Inbound pass is fed nicely off the backboard. No good to Carey Shaw. Follow-up goes, and it's Ashley Harms. Ashley Harms now with 9 points. On the line is Tri-County. Pressure from Sandy Creek caused that. That's a Russ Neinmeyer trademark. Sandy Creek after the turnover now with the ball. Montana Hendricks gets the handoff from Ashley Harms. Bounced out to the top of the key to Michaela Shaw. She'll swing over to Morgan. Back to Montana. Montana feeds it inside once again to Harms. Harms tries to feed inside. Inside the crease, up and off the backboard. No good, but getting her own rebound was Carrie Shaw. She'll follow up and get it. Carrie Shaw, the 5'9 junior Cougar, pops in for two, and it's an 11-6 ball game. Pressure now. And now we're going to get a timeout. Tri-County having a little trouble breaking the press from Sandy Creek. It's called a timeout. It's 11-6, a short one. We'll stay here with you. We have 6:47 to go in the first half. Sandy Creek up by five. 9 points for Ashley Harms, two for Carrie Shaw for Sandy Creek. 2 points each for Trojans' Katie Flans, Shelby Zimmerman, and Lauren Kamick. Tri-County yet to score here in the second quarter, but we're only a minute 13 into it. 6:47 to go in the first half. Tri-County will have the ball, and we'll see if that press from Sandy Creek ensues. And it looks like it will. Inbound pass swatted away by Carrie Shaw. Now there's a scramble for it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Tri-County will have the ball a little bit deeper into the Sandy Creek side of the court. Sydney Holtmeyer trying to find someone in, finds a wide open Katie Flans. Flans sends it down, being covered by Shaw, will finally pass it up and get it across midcourt. Sarah Genrich with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be picked off, and Sandy Creek will get control. Ashley Harms and Montana Hendricks give a little pressure, and Sandy Creek will break it, come across now, back in the hands now of Montana Hendricks. She'll pass inside, off the backboard, and down it goes. Michaela Shaw gets it to go for her first two of the ballgame. It's 13-6. Sydney Holtmeyer working against the press, and Morgan Hendricks, being a little too aggressive, will be tagged for a foul. Holtmeyer had slowed down. Hendricks did not. And the foul will go to Hendricks. It'll be her first. For the 5'4 senior, Tri-County will have the ball still on there on the Sandy Creek side of the court. Emma Knust will be in charge of bringing it in for the Trojans. Inbound pass picked up by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer being worked on by Montana Hendricks. Loses control of it. Has to pass it up ahead in transition, and it's going to be picked up, and a jump ball is going to be called. Michaela Shaw had stepped in front of Shelby Zimmerman, and Sandy Creek will have the possession arrow in their favor. And that defensive pressure working so far for Sandy Creek, they built a 7-point lead. Back in the ballgame now, Lauren Kamick. She has 2 points for the Trojans. 5:53 to go. Sandy Creek with the ball. Montana Hendricks works around a screen. Driving baseline now is Harm. She'll turn around, kick it right back out. Back to Morgan. Now swung over to Carrie Shaw. Shaw finds Harms. Harms back to Morgan. Now over to Montana at the top of the key. Montana, again, off the screen. Works her way around. Gets free. Shot is up. It's no good. There to field it was Lauren Kamick for the defensive rebound. And she'll hustle it back. Tri-County now with the ball. 5:18 to go in the first half. Pushed around the right side. Sarah Genrich now to the top of the key. Hands it off to Katie Flans. Flans feeds it inside. And Shelby Zimmerman pops up with a field goal. In good position. 5:04. Timeout on the court. We'll stay here with you. Russ Neinmeyer throwing some curves in. They're trying to slow down Tri-County. And Tri-County was down by as many as seven. Now trail by five with 5:04 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, Timeout is broken, and teams make their way back to the court. It'll be Sandy Creek ball. And bringing it down the court now will be Montana Hendricks. Hendricks now comes to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes right away inside to Carrie Shaw. Shaw comes out. Three-point shot from Morgan Hendricks. Rattles the iron. No good. Rebound Sammy Garrison to the Trojans. And here comes here comes Tri-County. Garrison now hands it off. Picks it up on the left side. Gives it to Lauren Kamick. Kamick bounce pass is going to be picked off. And here comes Ashley Harms for the one-on-one. She goes up off the backboard. Can't get it to go, but does draw the foul. Good steal by Harms. Foul's going to be on Katie Flans. That'll be her first. It'll send Ashley Harms to the line. She's one for two. Shot is up. This one's on the money. And it's 14-8. 6-point lead for Sandy Creek. Second shot coming. It's a 7-point lead as Harms is perfect. That trip to the charity stripe, 15-8. 4:30 to go in the first half. Garrison with the ball. Now pass over to the left side. Foul's going to be away from the ball. I think it's going to be on Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. That is indeed the case. Shaw pushing, working against Zimmerman. Will draw the foul. That'll be enough to put Tri-County in bonus. Inbound pass swatted away, knocked out of bounds. Good effort all the way around. Montana Hendricks got a hand on it. Tried to bring it straight down. Instead, it carries out of bounds. Tri-County will have it. Down by 7. 4:22 to go in the half. Working it around to the top of the key. Garrison being covered by Morgan Hendricks. Pass underneath now. Picked up by Kamick. Kamick trying to go baseline. Got turned around. She'll kick it off. And it'll end up back in the hands of Garrison. Garrison goes back inside. Almost picked off. Follow up. And good from Shelby Zimmerman. Count the basket. The bucket and the boo-boo belongs to Tri-County. Foul's going to be on Michaela Shaw for the hack. It'll be her second, and it'll send Shelby Zimmerman to the line. She's 2 for 2. She'll get to shoot one here. Chance for the 3-point play. Zimmerman toes the line. And down it goes. She's 3 for 3, and it's 15-11. Sandy Creek up by 4. They led by as many as 7. Now down to 4. Harms goes inside, but oh, she saw the lane. And her feet led the way. Traveling violation gives it up to Tri-County. Inbound pass now. Pressure is on. Brianna Schlick back in the ballgame. Broken. Cutting across was Sarah Ginrich to get it. She'll work her way to the top of the key now. Swings it over to the right side. Picked up by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer tried to feed inside. Schlick was there. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Schlick had possession of it underneath the basket. And Sandy Creek will maintain possession. Last touch by the Trojans. Sandy Creek up by 4. 3:34 to go in the first half. Morgan Hendricks on the right side. Sends it over to the wing to Carrie Shaw. To Montana, has her pocket picked, and driving down is Emma Noose. Noose will slow it down. She had the breakaway and then put the brakes on. Pass underneath, good feed, good read, good basket. Lauren Kamick comes up with 2. What a perfect pass from Sarah Ginrich, and it's 15-13. Sandy Creek's lead now is but 2. Number 4 and 5 seeds going at it here. Carrie Schaff out about going for 3. Dishes off to Montana Hendricks now. Swung over, going baseline. Now Shaw will go off the backboard. It rolls around, but doesn't go down. She'll fight, get her own rebound. Second effort is no good. Rebound goes to Lauren Kamick. And here comes Tri-County with a chance to tie. Holtmeyer works over to the left side. Picks up Noose. Noose feeds inside. Shot up just inside the paint from Kamick is no good. Rebound and a foul. Rebound went to Sandy Creek. Foul is going to be on Cindy Holtmeyer. She picks up foul number two, the 5'8 sophomore. A little extra English in her defense. Cougars will have the ball. 2:31 to go in the first half. Sandy Creek up 15-13. Wheeler comes across midcourt. Bounce pass over to the left to Harms. Now going in, but then turned around. Kick back out to Wheeler. Wheeler now with it. Works it back to that left wing, Carey Shaw. Back to Morgan. Now to Harms. Harms leads with an elbow. No foul call. Tri-County wanted a foul. Ball's going to be knocked around. Morgan Hendricks lost it. It's going to be picked up. Up ahead now in transition and then swatted out of bounds. Last touch by Sandy Creek. Good effort from Carey Shaw. Tri-County had the good breakaway and a good steal. Trojan defense, everything's cracked up to be, let me tell you. 2:01 to go. 15-13. Sammy Garrison back in the ball game along with Katie Flan. Getting a breather will be Lauren Kamick. Tri-County now with the ball. Inbound pass. Bounced inside. Given to Flans. Flans went up with it. Couldn't get it. Gets a rebound. She'll kick it back out. Smart play. Back inside again. And no shot. And a foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek. I think it's going to be Montana Hendricks. We'll see. Nope. It's going to be Brianna Schlick. Schlick picks up foul number two for Sandy Creek. To the line will go Kara Reason. Reason hits one, the first, and it's 15-14. Chance to tie it up now for Tri-County. Trojans were down by seven and are now 1 point down. Knocked out of bounds. Schlick can't get a hold of it on the rebound. It bounced out of bounds, and Tri-County's going to get it back. Schlick had the board. When she went to put it to the court, it went off of her foot and out of bounds. So Tri-County catches a break and a chance now to take the lead. Inbound pass now picked up by Ginrich. She swings it over to the left now. Sammy Garrison is there. Ball's now in the hands of Kara Reason. Reason loses it. Ball's on the ground. They're all battling for it, and it comes out. Tri-County will end up with it. Thought we were going to get a jump ball. Did not. Ball was still in play, and Tri-County comes out with it. 1:25 to go in the half. Three-point shot all alone on the far side. Way over and picked up by Carey Shaw. Cougars now back in business. Wheeler with the ball on the far side. Top of the key now to Hendricks. Bounce pass over to the left wing where Carey Shaw is waiting. Wheeler with a three-point shot is off the mark. No good. Ball's being bounced around. It comes out, and Tri-County comes down with it. Good play by Katie Flan to keep it alive. We're under a minute to go in the first half. 15-14. Sandy Creek still on top. Cougars, another opportunity to take the lead. Pass inside to the post is no good. Broken up. Ashley Harms comes away with it as the clock winds down. Quick transition here. Carey Shaw comes down off the backboard, gets the roll around, and out it goes. But they're going to call a charging. They're going to call a charge. No foul. No foul. Nope. Ball was just swatted out of bounds. So Tri-County will have it. Good effort by Shelby Zimmerman on that mix. And Tri-County now has but 35 seconds here in the first half. Wheeler strikes out. Made a grab for it. Cindy Holtmeyer. Check down. It's Sammy Garrison who goes inside. Her pass is knocked away. And down hard goes Brielle Hagemeyer. Hagemeyer will go. Foul is going to be Erica Kuda for Sandy Creek. Hagemeyer, the 5'6 senior, misses her shot. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Score remains 15-14. Sandy Creek playing for that last shot now as the clock winds down. Inside pass, whistles blow, trying to feed it into Carey Shaw. Shaw will go to the line as she's fouled in their effort. It'll be Flans picking up her second foul for the Tri-County Trojans. So to the line now goes Kerry Shaw. Shaw has 2 points in the contest. Kayla Londorf enters the ball game for the Cougars. To the bench goes Ashley Harms. Score remains for the moment 15-14. Sandy Creek. Kerry Shaw toes the line. Shot is up, it's deep, it's no good. Tri-County gets the rebound. And with 8 seconds to go, it's picked off by Morgan Hendricks. Her shot's going to be blocked. And now with 3 seconds, 2-1, stopping and popping is Garrison hits it, but it's only a two. Tammy Garrison hits the two, but it's a big one, and it's enough to give Tri-County the lead at halftime, 16-15. We'll be back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. You're listening to Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Where do you get more? Superstore, Allen's. Superstore, shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School in Lincoln for the opening round of the girls' basketball tournament. State championships on the line. Tri-County Trojans taking on Sandy Creek. Tri-County outscored the Cougars in that quarter 10-8 and took the lead at the buzzer 16-15. Tri-County led in scoring by Shelby Zimmerman with 7 points. By the way, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Zimmerman again leads Tri-County scorers with 7 points. You got four from Lauren Kamick, two each from Katie Flans and Sammy Garrison. For the Cougars, 11 points for Ashley Harms. She caught fire early and tried to keep it going in the second quarter. 3-for-4 from the free throw line was Harms, so she has 11 of the Cougar 15 points. The other four come at the hands of Kerry Shaw with two and Michaela Shaw with two. That's your scoring in a 16-15 ball game. The other half of the bracket that we just wrapped up here was won by Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch won a thriller, ending Blue Hills' dream season 37-36. Elmwood Murdoch remains perfect at 24-0, and they'll take on the winner as the number one seed. They'll take on the winner of Sandy Creek and Tri-County here. Other games that we had today, Gretna victorious over Beatrice in Class B. Alliance beat Sydney to advance. Gretna and Alliance will play tomorrow. All games tomorrow will be played at the Sports Center or in Pershing. Class A, B, and C1 will play in the Sports Center. Class C2, D1, and D2 will all play at Pershing. All the championship games will be played on Saturday at the Sports Center. All the consolation games will be played at either Lincoln North Star or Lincoln High. Lutheran High in C1 beat Wahoo earlier today, 45-34. Lutheran High will take on Wahoo, who defeated the number 4 seed Southern Valley earlier, 65-41. Bishop Newman, the number 2 seed in C1, beat Hastings St. Cecilia girls 53-39. So Bishop Newman will advance. They'll play the winner of Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian. That game underway, too. We should be getting a score from them here relatively quickly. Back in D1, Humphrey beat Kennesaw. Kennesaw scored the last 5 points of the regular session to tie it up. They went to overtime, and Humphrey comes out on top 49-46. Humphrey will play East Butler, who defeated Howells 55-44. The other side of that bracket in D1, Silver Lake beat Brady. Silver Lake, the number 1 seed at 23-0, improves to a perfect 24-0 with a 59-30 win over Brady. Elkhorn Valley and SMC are going at it now at Lincoln North Star. We'll try to get a score for you for that. Lawrence Nelson earlier, despite trailing 7-4 at halftime, beat Fall City Sacred Heart 34-21. Lindsay Holy Family defeated Hayes Spring. That's the other half of the D2 game, 59-27. So we'll try to get some other scores for you as they become available. Just a little over 5 minutes before we start second half action. It'll give us a chance to take a quick breath and a break. We'll be right back with your second half action coming your way, and we'll forecast what's needed from the Tri-County Trojans and the Sandy Creek Cougars when we come back. You're listening to high school basketball from Lincoln High School. It's the opening round of the C2 Girls State Championship from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Halftime festivities continue here at Lincoln High School. Tri-County Trojans lead at halftime, 16-15 over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Cougars have just emerged from the locker room. Do have a couple more quick scores we can pass your way. A lot of activity going on here at state tournaments in Lincoln. Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian are going at the Pershing Center right now in a battle for C1 to see who will play Bishop Newman tomorrow. Kearney Catholic on top at halftime, 20-18 over Lincoln Christian. Elkhorn and Elkhorn Valley and SMC for a battle in D1 to see who will play Silver Lake. There at halftime, Elkhorn Valley up 19-7. And we do have a Class A battle going on at the Sports Center. Kearney and Lincoln Southwest are going at it. And Kearney is on top in that Class A battle. Lincoln Southwest on top at the end of one, 11-9. We'll try to get some more scores for you. We're missing also a Class A score between Millard West and Lincoln Southeast. We'll try to effort that for you as well as we get things going. But right now, the defense of Russ Neinmeyer has been a little bit rusty, shall we say. We were concerned about Sandy Creek and after being about 2 weeks off of playing competitive basketball, are trying to keep that form going that got them that 20-3 record. Did show a few sparks from Ashley Harms and some good efforts all the way around. Nobody really in foul trouble for Sandy Creek. Michaela Shaw has two. Brianna Schlick has two. For the Tri-County Trojans, Cindy Holtmeyer has two. Katie Flans has two. And Lauren Kamick has two. And that's how our fouls will wrap up. We'll take a quick break. We've got a minute before second half gets underway. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School, home of the Lynx. Right now hosting the opening round of the C2 Girls Basketball State Championships. Tri-County on top, 16-15. Second half is just about underway. Tri-County will have possession. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Tri-County opens things up. It'll be Sydney Holtmeyer now on the left wing, trying to work her way inside, finds Kamick. Kamick turns and fires up the backcourt and gets it to go and opens up the second half. 18-15, Tri-County now up by three. Bounce pass over, now going inside and drawing a foul. Crowd wanted a penalty. Michaela Shaw comes in and draws foul from the baseline. Shaw now hits the first one. She's now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. And it's 18-16. Second shot also finds the bottom of the net. 18-17, 1 point, Tri-County lead. Opening moments of quarter number three. Sydney Holtmeyer tries to find it inside. Her pass is off the mark, picked up by Harms. Harms tries to drive ahead, then finally slows it down and gives off to Montana Hendricks. Hendricks at the top of the key. Pass over to the left side. Harms in the left wing. Comes back now. Pass over Montana. Here's Morgan Hendricks for three. It rattles. It's a little too deep. No good. Rebound goes to Tri-County. Nice play, nicely played by Shelby Zimmerman. Zimmerman now with the ball being covered by Michaela Shaw. Gives off to Sarah Genrich. Genrich makes a long pass over to the left side where it's picked up by Zimmerman. Zimmerman feeds inside. Give and go from Kamick. Off the backboard it goes. Shelby Zimmerman makes the count. It was a perfect give and go to Lauren Kamick. count it, 20-17. Back the other way, off the backboard, down hard, but the shot goes. Kerry Shaw drives, gets the bucket and the boo-boo. And that's a spark that the Cougars may have needed.
One shot for Kerry
Shaw will count it. 20-19 as we sit now. Back in the ballgame is Katie Flans for the Trojans. Lauren Kamek, after picking up her third foul, will head to the bench. One shot only coming from Kerry Shaw, and it's true.
We're tied at 20.
Tied up. 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Hustling it up now for Tri-County and thinking about going for three with Sammy Garrison. She pulled up at the last second and then dished off to Sydney Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer being covered by Kerry Shaw. Traveled. Saw a little hop at the end of it there. And the referees were on top of it. Ashley Harms has the ball for Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks will cross midcourt to the top of the key, fed over to the right side to Morgan Hendricks. Back to Montana. She'll step inside, now swinging over to the left side. Pass underneath, just off the mark, but knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tri-County. They were trying to feed it inside to Kerry Shaw, and Shaw was out of position. Three-point shot off the inbound, rolls around. It's no good. Rebound goes to Shelby Zimmerman. Montana Hendricks put it up, and it just rolled around the rim and then popped out, and Tri-County was all over it. Garrison now feeds inside. Ball's going to be knocked away, swatted by Michaela Shaw. Tri-County will get a hold of it, going down as the ball's on the ground. We're going to get a jump ball called. Shelby Zimmerman and Morgan Hendricks wrap it up. Jump ball called, possession Sandy Creek. 5:36 to go in quarter number three here. Montana Hendricks now to the top of the key. Sends it over to the right wing to Morgan. Morgan steps it right back. Passed over to the left side. Picked up. Blocked nicely by Genrich. And Shelby Zimmerman was there to haul it back for Tri-County off the turnover. Garrison drives the right side. She gives to Genrich. Genrich goes for three and gets it. Sammy Genrich. Sarah Genrich, rather, the 5'5 senior, makes it count for Tri-County, and it's 23-20. Sandy Creek shot is off the mark. Rebound goes to Tri-County. Tri-County comes right back with it. 4:47 to go in the third quarter. 23-20. The score remains in favor of the Trojans. Sammy Garrison drops pass wide open underneath and then unable to get it off the backboard with Shelby Zimmerman. She goes up for a second attempt, and Ashley Harms comes away with it. Her pass up ahead, knocked out of bounds and knocked to the ground, saved by Tri-County. Diving effort by Sarah Genrich keeps it alive for the Trojans. They'll bring it back to their end of the court. Back over to the right wing now in the hands of Katie Flans. Flans gives up to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer goes baseline. Her pass is going to be knocked around down low, picked up by Sammy Garrison. Garrison goes inside the paint, throws up the jumper, and it lands on the line. Missed everything. And wait, they're going to give it to Tri-County. They're going to say that it was partially blocked by Sandy Creek. Substitutes coming in now. Emma Neust and Kara Reason back in the ball game. Sammy Garrison goes to the bench along with Sydney Holtmeyer for Tri-County. Tri-County with possession and a three-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Genrich now goes inside the paint, throws it off at the last minute. Baseline shot from Katie Flans is no good. Battle goes for it on the ground, and Harms picks it up, and hustling it up is Morgan Hendricks. She feeds to Michaela Shaw. Shaw shot's going to be knocked away, and a foul is going to be called. No. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Extremely great play. Hustling effort by Emma Neust, the 5'7 junior. Thought she had picked the pocket. Inbound pass goes to Morgan Hendricks, who's deep at the top of the key. She'll send it over to the right side. Harms goes baseline. Cut off, throws it up, gets the shot off, but it's no good. She'll pick up the foul. And we'll go to the line. Foul's going to be called on Shelby Zimmerman. I think that's her first. It is. So Ashley Harms, with 11 points, will get a chance to add to that here. Shot is up, and it's good. Harms 4-for-5 from the charity stripe this afternoon. We'll make it 5-for-6 as she's perfect on this trip down. 13 points for Ashley Harms and the Cougars. Inbound pass is picked off by the Cougars. Shot up from the baseline, no good. Foul is called. Montana Hendricks went up with it. 23-22, Tri-City on top.
At the line with two shots, number 21, Montana Hendricks.
Foul is going to be on Sarah Genrich. That'll be her second. Montana Hendricks' first shot off the mark. Second one coming. Sandy Creek yet to commit a foul here in the third quarter. And yet to hit a free throw, but they got it right back. They got the rebound. Sandy Creek did. Good effort by Michaela Shaw. Shaw goes up for the shot and gets fouled. Foul's going to be on Kara Reason, I think. Reason will pick up her first foul. Two shots from Michaela Shaw. She's 2-for-2. Make it 3-for-3. And we're tied up at 23. We'll have 3:22 to play when we get back to action. Second shot, Sandy Creek regains the lead. 24-23. Inbound pass knocked out of bounds, or Sandy Creek had it. And stepping on the line was Morgan Hendricks. Good effort. Tri-County's got the ball. It'll be Kara Reason bringing it inbounds. Her pass goes to Shelby Zimmerman. Presses on for Sandy Creek. Michaela Shaw hustles down, cut off now. Pressure from Montana Hendricks, and Hendricks takes a shot to the chop. And I think Hendricks is going to be called for the foul.
Foul number 21, Montana Hendricks.
Hendricks guilty of a little bit of a push. Tri-County reloads. Inbound pass picked up by Noose. Noose goes inside, feeds Zimmerman. She loses control, and it's a double dribble. Hopping around. Zimmerman turns it over. 24-23. Sandy Creek on top. We got a timeout from Bryce Simpson and the Tri-County Trojans. Sandy Creek up by one. You're listening to Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the battle in C1 opening round and the girls' basketball state championships. Sandy Creek back on top, 24-23 over Tri-County in a third quarter that's gone back and forth. Sandy Creek will have the ball. We're back underway. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Cougars hold to that one-point lead. Gary Shaw passes over to Morgan Hendricks. Hendricks now to Harms on the right wing. Brings it right back out. Fed underneath. Going up for it was Gary Shaw. Foul is going to be called. Shaw and Shelby Zimmerman both hit the deck after a collision. Foul's going to be on Gary Shaw. Shaw picks up her second foul. We'll turn things around the other way. Tri-County now with an opportunity to regain the lead. And then they lose the inbound pass. And Sandy Creek's going to get it right back. It was a pass one direction, and the girl with Sammy Garrison was going the other way. That miscommunication results in a turnover, and here comes Sandy Creek with a chance now to build on this one-point lead, 24-23. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Swung over to the left side now. Montana goes to Carrie Shaw. Shaw underneath. finds a streaking Michaela Shaw, and Shaw gets it to go. Michaela Shaw picks up a nice feed from Carrie Shaw. And now here comes Tri-County in transition. Shot up and no good from Sammy Garrison, and Sandy Creek will come away with it with a 26-23 lead. Jump ball is going to be called. Michaela Shaw was hit from behind. The ball was knocked out of bounds, but they're going to call it a jump ball, and Tri-County has possession. And on the line, bringing it in, kicked away by Carrie Shaw. Tri-County will reload. 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Tough pressure. Long pass, wide open, picked up by Shelby Zimmerman. Zimmerman now breaks the press, comes across midcourt, spins her way in, and then gives off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer pass underneath. Good feed, good read, and Katie Flam pops in for her second field goal, and it's 26-25. Sandy Creek still up by one. Morgan Hendricks now sends it to the top to Michaela Shaw, to Harms. Harms is going to be fouled. Reaching in was Cindy Holtmeyer. She'll pick up her third.
Foul number 15. Cindy Holtmeyer, her third.
26-25, the score remains. Sarah Genrich back in the game, and Kara Reason back in the game. Cindy Holtmeyer will head to the bench for a breather for Tri-County. Cougars get the inbound pass now. Picked up Morgan Hendricks to Montana. Back to Morgan on the right wing. Back to Montana. She'll step in for a long two. It's no good. Ball's going to be batted around, and then hauling it down was Katie Flans. Flans comes away with it for Tri-County, and Tri-County now with an opportunity to regain the lead here. Reason kicks it out to Garrison, and a traveling violation on Sammy Garrison will give Sandy Creek another opportunity. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Number four and number five seeded teams going at it right here. Pass over to the left side in this matchup for C2. Carrie Shaw goes to Morgan, now to Montana Hendricks. Hendricks back to Carrie Shaw. Shaw thinks about going for three, keeps it, swings it around, Harms now. Back to Montana. Montana swings it all the way across. Morgan back to Montana. Fed inside, off the hands, and picked up nicely. Shelby Zimmerman made a great play for Tri-County to bring it back. Clock now down to 42 seconds. Tri-County with the ball on the far side. Zimmerman puts it down, being covered by Carrie Shaw, tries to back her way in, then kicks it back out to Garrison. Garrison goes baseline, bounce pass over, wide open on the wing. Shot is up, no good from Reason, and a foul is going to be called. Zimmerman was there for the rebound and will go to the line.
Foul on number 11.
Morgan Hendricks will pick up the foul. Shelby Zimmerman goes to the line. She has been perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3 on the afternoon. And we are tied up. First shot on the money from Zimmerman. Makes it a 26-26 ball game. Second shot now coming from Zimmerman. 10 points, make it 11 for her. As she comes away perfect, and Tri-County has the lead back. 27-26, Sandy Creek playing for the last shot of the third quarter. 17 seconds on the clock. Harms tried to go baseline, lost the ball, breakaway now. It's one on two, and slowing it down will be Zimmerman. Clock now down to 7 seconds. Sarah Genrich with the ball, trying to get a last shot off. She's down to 3-2. Not going to get a shot off. No shot. So at the end of three, Tri-County has the lead, 27-26. We've got 8 more minutes to play. We'll take a break and come back with that fourth quarter action on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ FM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond with you. 8 minutes to go. Tri-County led by one at halftime. They lead by one at the end of three. 27-26. Sandy Creek will have the ball to get the fourth quarter underway. 8 minutes to go to see who will advance to play Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow. Here comes Sandy Creek now with the ball. Montana to Morgan. Morgan shoots up for three, and it's good. Morgan Henrich hits her first points of the ball game, and it's a big three. 29-27. It's a two-point Sandy Creek lead. Just underway here in the fourth and final quarter. Sarah Genrich with the ball. Pass over to the wing to Zimmerman. Zimmerman steps inside the paint. Gets it to go off the backboard. She can't get it. Second effort is no good. Fight for it, and coming away with it will be Michaela Shaw. Passed up ahead now to Carrie Shaw. Shaw will pull it back and reeling it in now. Montana Henrichs with the ball. It's a two-point Sandy Creek lead. Morgan Henrichs back to Montana. Swung over to Harms. Still working around the perimeter. On the left side, Harms in the wing. Finds Michaela Shaw. Morgan to Montana now. Montana thought about driving in. Instead kicks it out to Harms. Harms goes baseline. Her shot is up from 6 foot and it goes. Ashley Harms now with 15 points, and a turnover will go back to Sandy Creek. 31-27, transition out of control, and here comes Sandy Creek now with a four-point lead. Montana over to Morgan. Morgan goes right to the wing now to Carrie Shaw to Montana. Montana back to Carey, to Harms, to Morgan, back to Montana now on the left side. Looking inside, trying to get it inside to Michaela. Michaela being well played by Kamek of Tri-County. Now baseline up and off the backboard, no good. Good effort from Carey Shaw. She dropped her shoulder, ran baseline. Couldn't get the bucket, but does get the boo-boo. Foul's going to be on Lauren Kamek, and that will be her fourth for Tri-County, and that would be devastating for Tri-County. 6:19 to go when we get back to action. First shot from Carrie Shaw is no good. And Kamek will head to the bench along with Sammy Garrison for a breather. Carrie Shaw now, 2-for-4 from the free throw line, make it 3-for-5 as she hits the second one. And it's 32-27. And a push is going to be called on Carrie Shaw. Shaw was running hip to hip and gave a little bit too much. In pursuit, Holtmeyer will have the inbound for the Trojans in their side of the court. Picked up nicely. Sarah Gendrich has it. Gets instructions now from Bryce Simpson. Pulls it back. Good pressure from Sandy Creek. Holtmeyer thought about going baseline. Feeds it inside. Finds Zimmerman. Zimmerman tried to go in there. Couldn't get it to go. Shot is up. No good from Holtmeyer. Foul against Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. That'll be her third. The two big girls were back-to-back, and Zimmerman wins the battle. Brianna Schlick's going to come back into the bench now. We'll go Michaela Shaw. Inbound pass from Sydney Holtmeyer. Tough pressure from Sandy Creek. Gets it in. Off the inbound pass. Back for a shot was up from Katie Flynn. Holtmeyer got the rebound as the inbound pass from Flynn was there. Ball's going to be knocked away. Holtmeyer got it and got fouled in the process. It'll be Brianna Schlick's third foul. Free throw up, no good from Holtmeyer. Sandy Creek will come away with it. It's 32-29. 5:40 to go in the ball game. It's been a great one so far. Back and forth. Sandy Creek now on top by three. Three-point shot off the mark. Rebound. Morgan Henrick missed the three-pointer. And Kerry Shaw was there to pick it up and feed it back in. And it's 34-29. Sandy Creek gets the rebound the other way and brings it back with another opportunity. Sandy Creek now up by five. Ball's partially knocked away, and Montana Hendricks is going to lose it. And in transition, all alone, Sydney Holtmeyer off the backboard and gets it to go. Holtmeyer drives it home. Timeout. Tri-County. It'll be a short one. We'll stay here with you. 34-31. Sandy Creek on top by three. We've got 4:56 to go, and Russ Neinmeyer trying to slow everything down, being adamant with Montana Hendricks. Trying to get it, the Cougars, to calm down over on the Tri-County side. Bryce Simpson doing their best to keep the girls under control here. The emotions got to be flowing because you lose and it's a long bus ride home. You win, and you got another day to wait to play Elmwood Murdoch. So Sandy Creek will have the ball with 4:56 to go. 34-31. Tori Wheeler in for the Cougars. Pass up ahead. Nicely fed to Kerry Shaw. Shaw to Schlick. Schlick slows it down. Bounce pass back to Wheeler. Wheeler will take it around to the top of the perimeter. Now works it around to the right side to Morgan Hendricks. To Kerry Shaw. Shaw back to Wheeler. Wheeler to the top of the key. Being covered tightly by Emma Neust. Pass underneath. Trying to get Kerry Shaw. Broken up by Zimmerman. That feed is not working for Sandy Creek. 34-31. Sandy Creek up by three. Tri-County with the ball. Holtmeyer works over to the right wing now. Picked up by Flans. Pass inside. Holtmeyer, whistle blows. Foul's going to be on Sandy Creek. And I think we're going to get some shots from the line. Foul is going to be on Tori Wheeler. Tori Wheeler will head to the bench. Montana Hendricks back in the game. Along with her is Michaela Shaw. Brianna Schlick to the bench. So Sydney Holtmeyer will get a one-on-one here. Chance to cut this lead now. It's three and will remain that way as she misses the first one. Foul blows underneath. Shaw had it and fouled in the process. Referees now checking to see if that possession arrow was going in the right direction. They're talking about it. Neinmeyer comes over to see what the conversation's all about. It looks like Tri-County's going to have the ball. So it should go. Now they're saying it may go to Sandy Creek. They're conferring with the officials at the scorer's table. 4:13 to go in the ball game. 34-31. They've come to some sort of decision. Tri-County will maintain possession. Tri-County with the ball. Inbound pass fed to Zimmerman. Zimmerman has been clutch for Tri-County. Pass is going to be knocked away by Montana Hendricks. Knocked out of bounds, and Tri-County will reload. 4:05 to go in the ball game. Still a three-point Sandy Creek lead. Inbound pass picked up by Flans. Flans dishes off to the right side to Sarah Ginrich. Ginrich now comes around the left side, pretty much on a post, still outside the three-point line. Now it's given over to the right side to Emma Neust. Neust puts it down, sends it over to the right wing. Long pass picked up by Ginrich. Ginrich goes for three. It's too deep, no good. Hustling for it is Ashley Harm. She'll get it. as Sandy Creek has possession of the ball with 3:38 to go in the ballgame and a three-point lead to go with it. Cougars now working arms to Montana. Montana Hendricks now at the top of the key, eyes that Tri-County defense, pass over to the right side. Tri-County playing man-to-man now. Montana still with the ball at the top of the key, and a timeout is going to be called by Russ Neinmeyer. Neinmeyer not happy with the way that offense was shaping up. We'll have 3:13 to go, 34-31. Sandy Creek leads. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. C2 Girls Basketball State Championships opening game. Sandy Creek and Tri-County going at it. Sandy Creek up by three, 34-31. Cougars with the ball, 3:13 to go. Inbound pass, Montana Hendricks now being covered tightly by Sammy Garrison. Pass over to the wing now. Handed off again to Montana from Harms. Michaela Shaw with the ball at the top of the key. Goes to Morgan Hendricks just outside the right side of the arc. Now brought over to the left side. Harms has it. Harms gives it up, gives it back to Morgan Hendricks now. Back to Michaela Shaw. Shaw outside the arc, thought about going for three, gives it up to Carrie Shaw at the top of the key, being swatted at by Zimmerman. Pass inside to Michaela. She'll put it down, turn around, jump shot, goes up, rolls around, goes down. Michaela Shaw picks up the two. 36-31. Here comes Tri-County now, hustling it up. Sammy Garrison with the ball now on the right wing. 5-point Sandy Creek League. Tri-County trying to hold it in. 2:12 to go in the ball game. Pass goes to Zimmerman inside, just outside the paint. A little confusion about a handoff or not. Zimmerman gets wrapped up as she tries to go inside. She'll kick it back out to Garrison. Garrison has her pocket picked by Morgan Hendricks. Cougars now by five, under 2 minutes to play. Here comes Montana. Now she'll make the pass over to the left side to Carrie Shaw. Carrie Shaw getting toughly covered. Bounce pass to Michaela. Michaela gives it up. Morgan Hendricks is there, and Montana is there to pick it. Clock now down to a minute 30. Cougars playing around. Outside the arc now. Michaela Shaw with it. A lot of time running off. Pass now over to the right side, Montana Hendricks. Back to Harms. To Carrie Shaw. Shaw's going to be fouled. You can see Bryce Simpson was trying to get Tri-County to foul for a good minute. It'll be Sydney Holtmeyer will pick up her fourth. Holtmeyer will go to the bench. Along with her, Sammy Garrison and Carrie Shaw will go to the free throw line, hitting 3 for 5. And she hits this one. So 4 for 6 is Carrie Shaw. That was the clutch one. It's 37-31. 6-point Sandy Creek lead. Chance to be one more for the Cougars. Carrie Shaw rolls around and out. It goes. So 1:08 to go, and here come the Trojans. They've got to make something happen. They've got to make something happen quick. Ball nearly rolled out of bounds. Cougars got it down, tracked down by Emma Neust. Her shot goes up, in and out, rebound in the hands of Kamek, and now it's going to be taken away. I think we're going to get a quick foul. Sandy Creek will have two more shots coming. Emma Canust, I guess it's pronounced. We'll pick up her first. Michaela Shaw has been 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Make it 3-for-6 as she's off on her first one-on-one there. So clock now down to 47 seconds. Timeout. Tri-County. And we'll see, it'll be a full one. We'll take a break. 37-31, Sandy Creek on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we are, 46 seconds to go. Sandy Creek on top, 37-31. Time running out on the Tri-County Trojan season. Trojans will have the ball. Enough time, but everything's got to go their way. Inbound pass will go from Zimmerman. Zimmerman gets it in on the line. Kamek back in the game. Zimmerman drives. She'll kick it back out. Three-point shot from Genrich. Rattles the iron. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds, and Tri-County will keep it with 37 seconds to go. Time definitely a factor here. Tri-County inbound pass picked up now. Ball's in the hands of Emma Canuss. Canuss has her pass picked off. Wrapped up by Carrie Shaw. Montana Hendricks is going to be fouled intentionally by Sarah Genrich, and it'll send Montana Hendricks to the line. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight, or this afternoon, rather. Sandy Creek now in the double bonus. That's the 10th team foul, or so the announcer says. First shot is no good. From Montana Hendricks, a 5'8 sophomore, 0 for 3 now to the bench. Emma Canust is out, back in the ball game. Second shot rolls around and then goes down. Montana Hendricks hits it. Timeout is going to be called by Russ Neinmeier. 38-31 is our score. We'll have 27 seconds left. We will stay here. The winner of this game will advance to play Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow at the Pershing Center at 7 o'clock at night. So here we go. Tri-County Trojans and Bryce Simpson have got to come up with a plan and come up with it quick. They'll have the ball, but they're trailing by 7 with 27 seconds to go. Lauren Kamek will handle the inbound pass for the Trojans. Pass is going to be picked off, easily handled by Harms, and the Cougars will be content with holding it back and waiting for the foul, and they're going to get one. It'll be Montana Hendricks going to the line again. Sammy Garrison will pick up her second foul, so we'll get two again from Montana Hendricks. She's 1-for-4. Make it 3-for-5, rather. And it's 39-31, and that could be the nail in the proverbial coffin for Tri-County season. Hendricks, Montana, comes up big on the second one. It's 40-31. Clock down to 14 seconds. Zimmerman with the ball, goes baseline unopposed, and now she's going to get fouled as she tried to get off the backboard, and it wouldn't go. Ashley Harms will pick up her second foul, but it will be enough to send Zimmerman to the line. Zimmerman is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Make it a perfect 6 for 6. That is only the fifth point in the fourth quarter that Tri-County has scored in this period. We'll have 10.5 seconds to play. Bailey Hansen comes into the game. Montana Hendricks goes to the bench. Amanda Caton comes in the game. That's a granddaughter of Joe Wilson, by the way. She comes into the game for Michaela Shaw. So Zimmerman toes the line. Shot is up, and it's deep. No good. Rebound's going to go to a jump ball, or did we get a foul called? No, a pushing foul was called. And it'll be on Tri-County.
Foul number 41, Katie Flance. That's her third.
Katie Flance picks up her third. Two shots coming now for Carrie Shaw, and we'll have 9-7 left when we get finished here. So Shaw misses the first one. It's a mute point at this point. Sandy Creek up by 8. Five seconds on the clock. Passed up ahead to Sarah Genrich. She goes inside. Comes back. Jump shot. No good at the buzzer. Katie Flance can't get it to go. Sandy Creek Cougars win 40-32. They'll advance tomorrow to play Elmwood Murdoch. Cougars take it 40-32 in a tough fought game for Russ Steinmeier and the Sandy Creek Cougars girls. The season for Tri-County Trojans will end, and we'll be back to wrap it up in our postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Ingles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the R Family line of products. This week's specials, Good Wednesday through Saturday, include NBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-800-EDUCATE, proud sponsors of the postgame show. Santa Creek Cougars advance with a 40-32 win over Tri-County Trojans. They will play Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Pershing Center. Elmwood Murdoch defeating Blue Hill earlier today, 37-36 in a thriller. For Tri-County, their top scorer, Shelby Zimmerman, scores 12 points. 6 points for Lauren Kamick, who was in foul trouble most of the second half and didn't get an opportunity to play as well as she normally does. So the season for Tri-County ends. Their season wraps up at 19-4, a very well done for Bryce Simpson and company in Tri-County. For the Cougars, their top scorer, Ashley Harms, 15 big points for Sandy Creek. Carrie Shaw comes in with 10, and Michaela Shaw has 9. And you get 3 points each from Morgan Hendricks and Montana Hendricks, but a fabulous job by Russ Neinmeyer and company to advance tomorrow to play in the semifinals for the state championship. Some other scores to pass along your way. It's a final. Elkhorn Valley wins 44-20 over SMC. Kearney Catholic wins 20-18. Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian are at the end of the third quarter. Kearney Catholic up 39-27. And Lincoln Southwest beats Kearney in the Class A competition 52-47. That game is a final, and that gets you up to date on all the scores of everything that's been going on here at the state tournament for the girls. It's been a wild time and a great matchups all the way around. Glad to have you on board. We're going to wrap things up. Pay attention to our website, KLIQFM.com. We'll have updates on which games we'll be calling and which games we'll be covering and which station. It's a very fluid environment here, as you can imagine. So pay attention to those, and we will do our best to keep it up to date to let you know exactly what we are planning to do and what games we are planning to cover. One thing we do know, Sandy Creek has at least two more games to play. They'll play in the semifinal game, and then they'll play in either the championship game or in a consolation game on Saturday. So congratulations to the Sandy Creek Cougars. That'll wrap things up from Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond saying, have yourselves a great evening and hope you're enjoying high school basketball from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.